but we are here with Co-op Financial Services' very own Michelle Thornton. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. It's nice to be here.
It is. How's the conference going for you? Anything stand out for you? Anything interesting?
Well, GAC is always a great conference.
Oh, yeah.
Always a great conference.
It is.
It's wonderful meeting our clients and seeing what else is going on in the industry. Awesome.
Yep. And you guys have a pretty impressive display in there.
We do.
I'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. You've got to come and see it.
You've got to. It's pretty cool in there. Hey, we're talking about My Co-op.
Yes.
The new portal, which I just found out you are responsible for.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. Me and a large village.
Okay,
right,
gotcha.
Right, yeah.
But you were kind of the direction, you were kind of the captain of the ship, I guess.
Yeah, so I had a co-captain in our development area, which has been great to work with our development area, and it truly is a new co-op. So what we've been able to do with My Co-op is for many years we've had a lot of different ways for our clients to interact with us with many different applications because we have a lot of things. We have a big breadth of services.
You guys have a buffet full of stuff.
We do. And to manage those, there's all these different applications.
Right.
So in the past, what people would have to do is bookmark a URL and have different credentials and remember what your password for all these.
Oh,
and there's something like across our entire organization, 44 different applications. Now, a credit union isn't typically going to be using all of those,
but still,
right. So what we've done is we've taken all of those and brought them into one place and put them in one portal so you can go in with one username and password and be able to click on modern looking icons. Think of your smartphone with the little icons as opposed to a menu where you're trying to hunt back for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so
it's not a black screen with a little green type or anything like that.
That's exactly right. So you can go in and you click on the application and it brings you right in.
Nice.
So, and the other thing that's great about this is with our merger with TMG, we've brought everything together. So whether you're a shared branch only client or someone who used to be with just TMG or someone who used to be with co-op or e-com, all the different things we have are all in one.
Nice.
So it's the first big thing we've done together as a new co-op.
We're a big happy family.
It is.
Doing some good stuff there.
It is. And it really shows that we are making progress to the new co-op.
Yeah.
Which is really a technology provider.
So the benefit message to credit unions is that, I guess I'm thinking efficiency,
absolutely.
Okay.
The other thing that is critical here is that we've also added new security to that. So what we've done is added...
Oh, Todd talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep on, yeah.
But
tell me more.
Multi-factor authentication. So today you probably have that when you're changing a password in an account or something like that, you get a passcode sent to you to say, are you you?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Is this Mike?
Yep.
Yeah.
I get all those things from Google.
Right?
Exactly.
So it's that type of thing where it's multi-factor authentication.
Awesome.
So when you go in, you get this one-time passcode.
Mm-hmm.
You can either do email or text or a number of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we know that you are you, right? So you add that additional layer of authentication
security.
And with PCI 3.2, which is the new 2018 requirements.
Just went over my head,
that's
Michelle.
All right.
Just went
that's
way
all
over
right.
my head, but it sounds good.
It sounds really good, and you need it, right? So, but really, it makes it so that our clients, when they're going through their PCI audits in 2018, it'll say, "Do you have multi-factor authentication for anything co-op?" They'll go, "Check." Yep.
Perfect.
Got that done. So
Perfect.
It makes it really.
And that's a
them.
Confidence builder, too, you know? There's a comfort factor there, you know, knowing that that's instilled in the whole, baked into the system, basically.
Exactly.
Love it. All right. Let's see what else Bill has written on his Declaration of Independence here. So how will it make life easier for your clients?
Well, I think, you know, we touched on that, but really it means that instead of having this whole list of different credentials to get into the different applications.
Just one.
You know, you'll be able to click and go in, and you don't have to do that anymore.
So all services, they evolve. What might be enhanced with My Co-op in the future? So we're talking a little ways down the road. What can we look forward to?
There are so many exciting things that we're doing with My Co-op. This is really just phase one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just here's how we get in, mm-hmm. and then the next phase is going to be all around reporting and data analytics and business intelligence to be able to bring that again all into something that mm-hmm. is easy for clients to use mm-hmm. and really be able to start leveraging all of that data we have to bring actionable insights to our clients so they can actually do things and easily get reports.
The more data, the better.
And it's just, yeah, and it's not just reports, but it's also insights, mm-hmm. right? So it's all around the business intelligence and crunching those numbers and being able to do that
so
on
they
behalf
can get
of
to,
credit unions.
They can get to this information really quickly and get to what they need to know and super quick, yeah.
You said that better than I did.
That's well, thank you. Well...
Yeah, that's great. No, that's exactly what it is. And then long term, what we're going to be doing, again, that's phase two, phase three, which we're already starting on phase three as mm-hmm, well, mm-hmm. is really opening up our data sources to our clients mm-hmm. through APIs. So if you want to build some things into your own systems within the credit union, mm-hmm. you'll be able to do that. And then our phase four, our long term, is really being able to take all those applications right now.
All 44 of them?
All 44 of them.
Yeah.
And build it basically into one interface for the client.
Oh my gosh. So, what's the timeline on that? Or is it too far out to even measure that?
It's a little far out. We're thinking about it and thinking what that's going to look like. But we want to get through two.
I gotcha. Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot
there.
No,
that's all right. It's a multi-year project for sure.
Gotcha. But it's all good.
It's all good.
All right. Let's talk about... our wrap-up question here. Fraud is on everyone's minds, obviously. How does my co-op address this? How does it provide more security? Oh, you talked about the leather.
We talked about that. I was so excited about it that I already talked about it.
You know what? All right. That's why you're such a good interview. I ask you one question and you answer everything. It's beautiful. My last question to you is, what do you want to take away from the GAC this year? What interests you here that you want to take back and implement in your position or spread throughout co-op?
You know, I think for me, anytime I have a chance to hear from clients about what their needs are, that's an excellent thing, because if I'm just sitting back in my office trying to think up all these things, that's meaningless.
You're living in a silo.
That's meaningless. We really need to hear from clients, and that's what's so great about GAC is you have an opportunity to hear from clients mm-hmm. and really be able to have some meaningful conversations.
I agree. That's a great message to end on. Michelle, thank you so much.
Well, thank you,
Appreciate the time as always. This is so much fun.
I know. It's great.